This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. This is Coach Speak on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome on this Monday morning. We are live from the Yellow Fiber Studios, and it is Coach Speak. Hey, the process of building a new building can seem daunting. It doesn't have to be when you use Buildings by Design. They have a surefire process to get your new building built to your satisfaction. Visit our friends at buildingsbydesign.com. And today we continue our Pro Design countertop coverage of Preps Baseball. And also brought to you today, we have the Roosevelt Rough Riders, and they are sponsored today by Gyrus 7 Roofing, a roofing company with a big heart serving all of Northern Colorado. Gyrus 7 Roofing not only delivers excellent in the field, but also is deeply rooted in the community. Well, I'll tell you what, it's always enjoyable having Coach Saya and his players on the air. And let's go right now to the Clearwater Products Hotline and just get started with Coach Brian Saya. Coach, how you doing, man?
Doing really good. How about you?
Good, good. Well, hey, first of all, I've got to ask you about your weekend, because I know you went and watched one of the kiddos play.
I went to Ohio to watch my older son, Braden. They had spring football. So, yeah, it was great to go out there. I haven't been out there in Ohio in April.
And how was the weather in Ohio in April?
Well, very wet. Rained on me all day Friday and part of the day Saturday. They got their scrimmage stuff in Saturday afternoon, but it was wet, raining, and wind was blowing.
Well, typical spring, most of the country, right? So,
yes.
Hey, Coach, I know we're going to visit with a lot of your players. Before we do, I just got to tell you, you know, I know your record isn't what you want it to be right now, but I'll tell you what, man, you guys have lost some such close games. You could flip that record around with those one-run, two-run losses. Give us a little synopsis of your season so far, Coach, going into this week's play.
Well, yeah, you know, our record doesn't, it would be, should be a little bit better. We are hanging in there with one and two run games. We have a very young team. We start only three returners from last year. So we have six new players. Out of the six, there's five of them are sophomores and one a freshman.
Wow.
So we're a very, very young team. And I feel really good about our team right now. We have three quality starters, which I don't think a lot of teams do have. They're very young as well. My 1, 2, 3 are two sophomores and a freshman, and they're pitching really, really well for us right now. And even though we're 2-7 right now, I can see things starting to change defensively. We've made some changes. I think we're pretty solid defensively, and pitching, like I said, is probably the best thing we got going. But offensively, we just haven't put up enough runs. This last go-around doubleheader on Thursday, we put up 20 hits. That's the first time we've done that in a while. So I really believe with a young team, the bats are going to come. As long as our pitching stays the way it is, I see a lot more wins coming here in the near future.
Hey, Coach, talk to us about those pitchers, the young guys, and who's been getting most of the innings for you.
Well, most of the innings have been going to our freshman. He throws pretty well. He's probably in the mid-80s. Got a little curveball we're working on, a little changeup and stuff like that. But he's mostly a fastball pitcher, and he's eaten up quite a few innings for us. And for a freshman to do that, it's pretty amazing. And he's just going to get better, bigger, and stronger. And it's going to be great to watch him for the next 4 years.
And again, Coach Ferrari, tell us his name again.
It's Jack Sansone.
That's Jack. Sansone. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, boy, you
and
know.
And then we got another sophomore in Israel Castillo. He's eating most of the innings up. You know, these are my 1-2 starters. Israel's more of a finesse pitcher. got a lot of pitches. His command's awesome, hitting his spots. And he's like I said, he's about a lot of innings for us. And we've been going with Jack and going 1-2.
Well, that's great. And, man, Jack already in the possible mid-80s as a freshman. That's really good.
Yeah, so far we haven't seen a lot of pitchers, but he's by far thrown the hardest that we've seen so far this year.
Man, it's amazing, Coach, how many terrific arms there are in Northern Colorado this year. And it seems like we have a few guys every year, but you go through the region, and there's a lot of guys. And Jack being one of those top young guys, it's just going to be so fun following his career. Coach, how many years now at Roosevelt for you?
This is number 4 for me.
Already. It seems like we were just talking, you know, and it keeps going by. Hey, what, I know you had a couple of kids play, but what has attracted you to be the coach of the Rough Riders?
Well, you know, I grew up in a small community kind of like this, and, being part of the recreation department for so many years, we finally got our junior riders program going and so on and so forth like that, and it's great to be in a small community. Everybody knows everybody, and we can see these guys, you know, some of the seniors we're talking about. One of them today, I've been around him and his baseball family since he was like 5 or 6, so it's awesome, and it's awesome seeing these young kids, and you know, the future looks bright here at Roosevelt for baseball, so it's amazing.
Well, it does look, it's totally looks bright. When you say you're playing like 6 sophomores, freshmen, and you're so competitive and being right there, and of course, I know more wins are going to come down this latter half of the season as well. Hey, talk about your league, Coach. I know it's really, really good, and some of the obstacles you guys face in the league.
Yeah, our league, you know, I'm going to be honest with you right now. I don't think we have a standout number one team in the league like we normally had in the years past. Right now, everybody can beat everybody on any given day. With our schedule, the way things are looking right now, I know it's still early. You know, we went 1-5, and so the 3 teams that we've played looks like they're the top 3 teams.
Sure.
So, you know, I don't want to count anybody out. Baseball's baseball. Like I said, anybody can beat anybody on any given day. But I kind of like where we're at. We're getting our things tuned in, and hopefully we can make a run here, put a few wins in a row, and get going.
And of course, in your league, you play back to back, home and away, or away and home against that same opponent. This week, tomorrow, you guys are at Frederick, and then Thursday, Frederick will return the favor and come to your place. Do you like that home and away series within the league?
I do, and I like that it's back, kind of back to back. So then they've got to throw, you know, somebody else. And nowadays, most teams don't really have a 1 and a 2. Most teams just only usually have a 1. So I do like this. This last week, due to weather and other things, we played a doubleheader on Tuesday and a doubleheader on Thursday. That pretty much wiped us out pitching-wise in 4 games in 3 days.
And that can eat up the innings, and that's how valuable it is to have guys like Jack and Iz that, can put in some innings. Talk about the depth, however, of your staff. I know it's hard in high school. It's hard at any level. But in high school, when you have 4 games in 3 days, it really takes a toll, does it not?
Yes, it does. It really did. We actually had to pull up a couple JV pitchers just to make sure we had enough arms to complete the Thursday doubleheader. But, outside of doubleheaders, I think we're going to be fine, even, you know, not getting too, looking too far ahead. But I think we have enough depth and quality pitching to, you know, make a playoff run, because that's where you really need it, where it's back-to-back and stuff like that. So, you know, we have another sophomore that comes out of the bullpen for us, and he's really good. He's got a lot of stuff. He throws, you know, probably in the low 80s. And then we also have another senior that's going to throw for us that's, probably the low 80s, mid 80s as well. So we've got some guys that can throw and eat up innings. And, it's been a while since we can really say that, our our best attribute right now is our pitching right now.
Sure. And we're going to be talking to Seppi, Josiah, and Elias after the break, Coach. But I want to just ask you, hey, Seppi's hitting the ball, 400, 538 on base percentage. What's your philosophy, and how can you get other guys this latter part of the season just to maybe get better contact and get that team percentage up in the hitting area?
Well, I think, you know, mechanic-wise, our guys, they're fine. Early on, I got to be honest, they were, you know, freshmen and sophomores. A lot of nerves at the plate. We weren't having quality at-bats. Things are starting to calm down a little bit. Our stats that I think that you're reading are really, we're kind of behind on a few games, but these last few games, we really, like I said, Thursday we had 22 hits in the doubleheader.
Nice.
So we were starting to hit the ball, and then, you know, we have a leader in Seppi. Last year, you know, he was probably the top three player in our league, and you know, he was flirting with 500 most of the year, and he's there right now. He's a little over 500 right now for us. And, you can't always ask for that, but it's nice to have a guy like that.
Boy, and that's hard to do, even when you're hitting the ball hard. You know, that's hard to get that high percentage. But, hey, want to thank Mosier Funeral and Cremation Services. If you have a text, text us. If Roosevelt fans, get on there and text if you want. Anybody else, if you know something that's going on today that we need to mention, text us at the Mosier Funeral and Cremation Services text line at 888-530-0043. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Again, thanks to Gyra 7 Roofing for making this possible today. We'll be back after these messages.
Hear it again. Podcasts are available at 1310kfk.com.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Coach Speak. We are live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. Hey, want to welcome a new sponsor. Anshore Driving School has been teaching driving skills for Northern Colorado for 30 years now. Flexible schedules available, state accredited, and with the most affordable rates in town, even offering a discounted price for students. Well, as parents, we all know, on the road, having kids on the road can be worrisome. With Anshore Driving School, feels confident in the putting the safest drivers on the road. That's Anshore, A-N-S-H-O-R, driving.com for registration today. Hey, and again, joining us on today's program, sponsored by Gyra 7 Roofing, are the Roosevelt Rough Riders. And hey, we're going to talk to a few players right now. Let's start with Seppi. Seppi Salvatore, how you doing today, Sepp?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'll tell you what, it's good having you on, and I'll tell you what, you're hitting the ball. Coach said you're right around that 500 mark right now, which I'm sure your on-base percentage is well over 600. But let's talk defense first, catching. How's your year going so far?
A little shit. I won't lie, but I've dabbled in this past couple games, and so I love catching the young guys and teaching them up a couple things, and I'm excited for the rest of the year.
Well, that's, you kind of actually alluded to my question. Your staff is so young right now with these young pitchers. As the veteran, Seppi, how can you initiate some confidence and help in these young guys, because you're going to need them going strong down the stretch?
Yeah, these guys are pretty mature already. And so, you know, when they get down in the count a little bit, I go out there and just tell them to relax, because some of these guys, their nerves are getting a little high. So I just got to go out there and relax them a little bit, and then they'd get back to their normal selves and just shove. So.
What's the biggest challenge, Seppi, of these young pitchers? Is it command or showing confidence maybe in some of their secondary pitches in different counts? What's been the biggest challenge for you as a catcher?
A little command, nothing crazy. Jack's second pitch a little bit has been a challenge, so we're getting that dialed in. And Israel is really a complete pitcher. His off speed's been showing, and his fastball, his command's pretty good as well. And so just getting them to relax up there is probably my biggest challenge.
All right. Well, let's talk hitting a little bit right now, Seppi. Man, you're hitting the ball. Is there a certain approach you take to the plate as far as looking for pitches or, studying pitchers from previous games? What's your approach?
I just go up there and seek the fastball, because I know I'm not going to get a lot in this league, and I've just been looking fastball, and if they hang the curveball, I'll just go at it. So that's really my approach up there, is just get on base and get some runs for the team.
Absolutely. And hey, let's ask, now we have Josiah Martinez with us as well. Josiah, tell us about your start of the season and some of the things that I know you're at 1,000% fielding percentage. You were. Talk about defense a little bit, but just overall what you bring to the ball club.
I think defensively, I came into the club with a lot of upper guys and like older guys that they were really good role models, like showing how to, like, they taught a lot, if that makes sense. And every year since I've had a chance, I've been able to, like, prove that and show what I can do. And, like, it makes me build up confidence whenever I know I can get my pitchers back and make some plays whenever I need to. And the start, I think we could be doing better, but I think that defensively we're starting to turn around, and I think the potential is starting to show for a lot of us.
And I'll tell you, it's going to be good karma for you guys coming on the radio. You're going to go out and knock it dead this week, man. But, what's been one of the most enjoyable things there is about playing baseball at Roosevelt High School, Josiah?
I think playing with the guys I've grown up with, like, my entire life. You know, me and Steppy, we go way back since, like, elementary school, and, like, we finally get to play on the field together. And just playing, like, for a small community like this, It feels great, and it's really fun to play with, like, people you know since you were real little.
So how many of the guys on your team did you grow up with playing, actually, you know, through even back to Little League, middle school, some travel ball? A lot of guys that you've played with?
Yeah, so Elias I played with a lot whenever I was growing up, and same with Jace Gunsel. And I played a lot with them guys. Like, we played travel ball, and we played even just everything together about. So I got to be with them a lot on the field.
That's great. Elias, let me ask you this. How do you approach each game? And I want to ask you, with so many younger guys on the ball club, what do you do to help the younger guys out?
Well, I mean, you know, to keep them calm and collective. I mean, you don't want to get too nervous up there. I mean, they show, like, nervous, and, you know, when they show nervous, I mean, they get out of hand. So we, us seniors, try to, like, keep them calm and dial back in and just, you know, help us support our team.
And what goals have you set for yourself and your team for the remainder of this season, Elias?
You know, just be prepared for every game. You know, you don't want to, like, I mean, of course, you still got to have fun, but, you know, you don't want to get just too rowdy and then just, you know, lose a game because you made a mistake. But you do make a mistake, you got to, you know, give up your head and just keep going.
Absolutely. When you talk about being prepared for each game, give us your typical pregame and what you do individually to prepare yourself for competition.
I mean, I just, you know, got to get in the right mindset. So just listen to some music, before the game is probably the big one for me. And just physically just stretching it out, you know, hitting and make sure everything feels good and right before a game.
And sure. Hey, Seppi, let's get back to you. Any particular game preparation that you like to do and any superstitions?
Yeah, I got to listen to one song before I play.
What's that song? Got to share.
I like Search and Rescue by Drake.
All right. Yeah. All right. Good for you.
I like to have a almond bar for a game. That's my big thing as well. So really, that's really it for me.
So those are your two things. Tell me this: when you guys, maybe it's not a typical school day off day, being one of the leaders of the team, when you're gathering a few of your teammates and to go grab a bite to eat somewhere, what's you guys' go-to place?
The go-to, it's got to be Qdoba before a game. After the game, if we win, we like to go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that because, you know, Qdoba, yeah, good pregame. But it seems like when we've been out covering games and end up at Buffalo Wild Wings, we always run into Roosevelt guys, especially after football games.
You know, they got good deals. The buy one, get one is really the sell point for me.
So. Man, you should be doing a commercial for them, Seppi. But
they need to reach out.
Hey, you know these remaining games, playing teams, you know back to back. This week, I think you have Frederick this week. What's your preparation now for Frederick as we talk?
I feel like we could get the job done. Just gotta get prepared and practice today, and hopefully tomorrow, not worrying about the weather or anything, and just go out and have fun and play our game. I think we could get it.
Absolutely. And, you know, you guys, like we mentioned early in the show, a lot of one-run games, close contests. Is there anything Coach has taught you guys about those late-run situations on and knowing that you can flip that around and come out on that winning side in some of those close games?
Just got to stay calm. So, like, when you're in that position, you get your nerves up, and then we just don't get the job done. But just gotta close out those games, and I think we'll be right there.
Absolutely. And Josiah, let's talk about team chemistry, the camaraderie that you guys have built. How do you build that with your upperclassmen and then playing so many younger classmen as well? Share that team camaraderie with us.
So a good thing for us, I think just being together like a lot, like even just like whenever it's outside of baseball on a school day, like saying hi to them and just become closer to them, if that makes sense, like going out to eat, just team bonding. And it helps us build chemistry, and it helps us build chemistry on the field, especially when we know we can get each other's bags.
Absolutely. And Coach Sia, let's get back to you. What's been the one or two things that you've absolutely loved about this year's squad?
Well, it's the camaraderie. We've been doing a lot since actually we started in November, knowing that we're going to be awful young, and you know, freshman coming in, I didn't even know who Jack was. So it's been great, you know. And I got to give some credit to these three seniors. You know, it's tough when there's only three seniors that you lean on. You know, Severance last year wins a state title, and they have, you know, 9, 10, 11 seniors,
right,
stuff like that. So these three seniors have been great for me. At winter workouts, you know, they lead by example. And then, you know, from a defensive standpoint, they all three play up middle for us. We got, you know, got Seppi at catching, we got Josiah at second, we got Ellie in center. So they're all, you know, they all have all the lead roles. Even though Josiah is my second baseman, he's making all the calls, all the defensive calls out there for me, because we got a, you know, a young shortstop there. So it's been great. It's, you know, I got to be honest with you, our record doesn't show what we've done so far, but I'm so excited. I want to see how we finish this last part of the season
And, you know, like I said, the program's in good hands, and it started with these three seniors showing these young kids the right way to do things.
Absolutely. Hey, Ellie, let me get back to you playing center field, man. You get the great view, and you command that outfield. When you have young guys next to you in left and right, what are some of those daily drills that you guys are constantly working on to get that cohesion down in the outfield?
We teach them, like, how to read the ball correctly. I mean, if it's going to be, like, a line drive or, you know, if it's over your head, you got to get back as quick as you can so you're underneath the ball. So we always do that a lot. I mean, young guys, their first step is always forward. So, and we always teach them, you know, get behind. First step should be back. That's what most of your primary is practice on.
Yeah, absolutely, and those fundamentals of reading the ball and not running right forward right away are so important for baseball outfielders. Hey, you are listening to Coach Speak on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFKA. Hey, want to thank out there Gould Parts. Whatever part you need, visit our friends in Eaton, Colorado. Supporting small businesses isn't just good for the economy. It's good for the community. Gould Parts is a shining example of just that. Located at 45 East Collins Street, right off Highway 85 in Eaton. Whatever spring project you have going, you can get the parts you need at Gould Parts. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Coach and the players after these messages.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Scores, interviews, and more. Preps Rewind with Mike Danson. Saturdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Coach Speak on this Monday. Of course, we are brought to you by Pro Design Countertops. I want to thank them so much for the continuous coverage of prep baseball. And today, of course, Gyra 7 Roofing, a roofing company with a big heart. They focus so much on giving back to the community as much as possible. Proud to partner with them, and they are a proud partner with kids all throughout Northern Colorado. Joining us today, of course, with the Roosevelt Rough Riders, with Coach Brian Saya, players Seppi Salvatore, Josiah Martinez, and L.A. Pardo. So, Coach, I want to ask you this, too, not just about your baseball squad or anything like that, but, you know, you've had kids go through the program and through Roosevelt. You know, in a nutshell, tell us how important extracurricular activities, baseball included, other sports, just are for youth of today's world.
Oh, I think it's a very important part of the youth. I know I can't speak for a lot of coaches, but I tell everybody that I'd like, you know, I don't want one just a baseball player 24/7. I want athletes. I want two and three sport athletes. I think it's when you can do, you know, not just the sports in general, but with the time commitment, you know, there's a lot of things that they have to do with from schoolwork and, you know, scheduling their time appropriately and prioritizing things, that the more extracurricular activities, and it doesn't have to be sports, the more they can do, the better off our younger generation will be.
And Coach, you know, you made a great point with multi-sport athletes, and research even shows that, and as you know, there's going to be injuries, you know, all the time. You've experienced that with your own kids, but you know, the multi-sport athletes seem to have less injuries, you know, than those that just specialize. But we all, as coaches, we're going to get our share of kids that specialize only in one sport. But as you said, it's nice having some multi-sport athletes as well. Hey, Seppi, let's start with you back again. Is there a particular major league player that you like to look up to, or even somewhat copy your game after?
I'm a big Pirates fan, so I've always loved Andrew McCutchen, just the way he carries himself and everything.
Absolutely. Andrew McCutchen just got his 300th home run of his career yesterday. How about that?
Yeah, I was pretty hyped watching that.
And of course, I've become more of a Pirates fan this year because one of my former students and former Rocky Mountain High School star, Marco Gonzalez, was traded this past year from the Mariners to the Pirates, and he's off to a terrific start after his start. So let's just say go Pirates right now.
Yeah, and they're finally winning. So,
and they are winning this year, you know. They are. Last I looked, they were 9-3. I think they've probably played more games since then. But yeah, off to a nice start. So Andrew McCutchen, Josiah, how about you? Any? Do you have a favorite player in MLB?
I've been a big Francisco Lindor fan, just because whenever I see him play, it's just real smooth. If that makes sense. Like defensively, I love the way he plays. It makes me feel like. I know he's real smooth. That makes sense.
He is smooth. He is smooth with flair.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of guys have flair, but they may not be. They're a little more herky jerky or whatever. This guy is smooth. Can play. Favorite team?
I'm not really. I mean, obviously the Rockies, just because I'm a Colorado fan. Yeah, I mean they're not doing too good, but you know, I've always loved going over to Coors Field to watch a game or two.
And absolutely, I think a lot of us can say that we are Rockies fans, and be honest, it is more fun when they're winning and not having years like now. But Major League Baseball, it's just that sport that you know, attracts so many generations, and it's fun to watch. Elias, how about you? Favorite player?
So I'm a big Rangers fan, so my favorite player right now is Marcus Semien, and mostly because he's a guy that works hard, and he likes to play every day. I mean, every game you watch, I mean, he's there. He's always playing. So that's my favorite player to watch.
Absolutely. Former Toronto player as well, I believe. But now, what attracted you to be a Rangers fan?
I'm originally from Texas, so...
Gotcha.
So just watching them play when I was younger, just fell in love with them right away, and, you know, moved to Colorado, so still got to be with them. So
how old were you when you your family moved to Colorado?
I was, I think, around 7 or 8 years old.
Okay, so it's pretty young. So Roosevelt really is your home, you know, from school age on up.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but yeah, you guys give a lot of variety there. Pittsburgh, Texas, and who was the third one?
New York Mets.
Lindor. Yeah, absolutely. Sorry about that, Josiah. Hey, Josiah, tell us about, you know, in high school, man, you can't just be an athlete. You have to be a student athlete. Student comes first. Is there a favorite subject you have at Roosevelt High?
I've always been a big math guy. I mean, obviously everyone hates math, but I've always been able to pick it up real simple. Like, I'm able to learn it very quickly, if that makes sense. Like, geometry was always my strong suit.
Absolutely.
I've always loved math. So.
Micah, our fine producer of Coach Speak, is looking back there, and he goes, math, oh, man, one of those guys. Yeah. Because, you know, you either love it or hate it. Micah, Micah, math was not your thing.
I have geometry PTSD, if that is such a thing. I'm making it a thing.
That is our fine producer. Hey, Seppi, favorite subject?
I've always been a big history guy.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Now, I love that answer. Now, I'm going to give you a little history. I'm going to ask you about a little history today. What's going on today, history-wise?
Today? Oh, man, what's today?
Did I stump you?
Let's see. Jackie Robinson.
There you go, baby. There you go. Yeah. You know, that's the great thing about radio. We can get a little help from our friends.
Yeah. Thank God.
But Jackie Robinson day to day, everybody's going to be wearing number 42. And, you know, talk about history and just meant what it's meant, not just to baseball, but to our country is phenomenal and a great day to remember. Ellie, favorite subject?
As of right now, I'd probably say chemistry. I mean, I just love mixing chemicals together. Just the lab work we do is probably the best.
That is a great answer, Coach Saya. Man, I've got to talk to you now. You've got some sharp dudes with you. You're hanging around some guys. I always say in the gym a lot of times I'm the least smart guy of all my players. You know, but you got some smart guys.
Yeah, we're lucky to have that because it doesn't start with me. I'm kind of in the same boat as you. I'm glad you didn't ask me that question because I don't know if I have an answer.
Well, I'll tell you what. My favorite subject was always PE. There was never a doubt, you know. So much that became a PE teacher for many, 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 many years. But it's always fun to talk to the guys and things like that. Hey, Coach, talk about how important the community is to you, and vice versa, how important your baseball program is to the community.
Oh, you know, that's something like I was talking about the small town and the small town atmosphere. You know, we're here actually right now at Nelson talking to you. And when our home games, we had two doubleheaders on Tuesday and Thursday, and the weather was fantastic. I've never seen so many people here. It's great. And they come support us, you know, day in and day out. You know, weather is a big factor. But we do, our baseball, we pride ourselves in doing community service. We do the pancake breakfast for the fire department. So we get to see the fire department, you know, out of Milliken and out of Johnstown. And then we do, you know how it is with the finances and stuff like that. So our fundraisers are well attended. We have a great following. And, you know, the biggest following that we really have are, you know, alumni guys. It's great. They all come out of the woodwork. When we do fundraising and so on and so forth. So it's so important. And I try to instill that into our guys' head, you know, after, you know, their playing days are done, you know, we still got guys around here and they come throw to our guys, you know, on the off days. And so we got 5 or 6 guys that come throw to our team, you know, during practice, and it's nice to have.
Absolutely. And there's nothing more rewarding to see some of those alums just coming back and supporting the program. Well, Coach, I'll tell you what, heading into this week, we always have to say here in Colorado, weather permitting, but great schedule this week as you guys play Tuesday, Thursday, and what's the message at tonight's practice that you'll share with your players going into this week's action?
Well, you know, I always try to be honest with them. You know, with our record being what it is, we're going to have to take one game at a time, and we always talk about taking one game at a time. But with that being said, we need to take one game at a time and build off it, and we actually need to start, you know, have a winning streak. We can't go keep splitting with people and stuff like that. We're going to have to start taking 2 out of 2 from some of these teams because, you know, with Colorado baseball, if we can get up to right around that 500 range, 13 and 12, which I really believe we can, you know, we could be 13 and 12 or 14 and, you know, so if we can get up into there, we're going to have to win quite a few games, you know, 9-10 games of our last, you know, 15 to get up in there. So that's something that we're going to have to do. And, like we always say, every pitch is very important. Every bat is very important, and every play is very important because you just never know how it's going to turn out at the end.
Absolutely. Hey, guys, it was great having you on. Thanks so much for being part of Coach Speak today. Coach Saya, thanks you, obviously, for your organization as well, and best of luck this week. Go get them. Absolutely. We're going to take a break, and we will be right back to conclude Coach Speak after these messages.
Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination, and we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hear it again. One more time. Podcasts are available at 1310kfk.com. One more time.
Welcome back to Coach Speak. Hey, want to thank Coach Brian Saya. Want to thank players Seppi Salvatore, Josiah Martinez, and Elias Pardo for joining the program today. Hey, summer camping trips, hauling the boat around the lake. Some of the best memories are made in the summer months. Be prepared and get the hitch you need at CRP 4x4 at 2102 9th Street in Greeley. Get a hold of them online. Check them online at CRP4x4.com. Just quickly, let's get into some high school action today as a lot of games taking place. Check your local high school to see if they're at. But Greeley Central travels to Silver Creek, so the Wildcats are there. But right here in Greeley, the Spartans will host Longmont. Get out and check them out. Stay tuned for the whole show. We love you, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.